October is National Women's Small Business Month. Mix FM and Indiana State University Scott College of Business are celebrating all month with Women Mean Business.
All right, as our Women Mean Business continues, we're going to introduce you to another great lady here in the area. A lifelong Wabash Valley resident, became CEO of Sullivan County Community Hospital. Gosh, was it 2007? You've been doing this a minute, right?
I've been doing it a long time.
That
I sure have.
Awesome. Well, please welcome Michelle Franklin. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. Doing well.
Well, thanks for being a part of this. So you've been, first of all, being a CEO is an incredible accomplishment, and to do it for as long as you have, that's going to be rewarding, and you've got to be proud of yourself.
It is indeed. Yeah, it's doesn't happen very often in our industry.
No, it doesn't.
For sure.
That's why it kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And I'd like to kind of start out our conversation. We're going to go back a little bit. When you were a little girl, what did you want to be?
Ooh, probably something to do with science, I would say.
So you're big into science when you were a little girl.
I was. My dad was a biology teacher.
Oh, okay.
And we lived overseas for a short time when I was younger and did a lot of animal science related stuff. So I think that probably I always thought I would be drawn there. But I did have a lot of people in my family that were also in medicine. So
that's interesting.
It maybe was a marriage of two things.
Gotcha, completely. Growing up around that seems very interesting. And it's always kind of interesting to see where you end up and what you do. And then when you look back, how you grew up and what your parents did.
Right.
And different things like that.
Right.
Family?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes, I have two children, a son who's 24, a daughter who's 20. And my son is a graduate of Purdue in pharmaceutical sciences, and my daughter's going to nursing school.
Science. I see the science thing in
yes. there. Yes. Yes. He was always very interested
wow.
in science and dinosaurs and animals and all the boy things.
I love that. Well, I have two boys around the same age.
Yeah.
So,
I totally they're fun.
Get that. And I can only assume that you're proud. I feel blessed that I've lived long enough to see them doing well.
Yes.
And starting their profession
right.
and stuff. That's
right.
Pretty
it is
cool.
rewarding. It is rewarding.
So was your plans to always be a CEO?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, I started off going to nursing school. And went to the University of Evansville and got
my wife went there.
A purple ace.
Yes.
There's not many of us.
No, I can't wait to tell her that. She's a proud purple ace.
Yes, I am too. I am too.
Awesome.
It was a great experience. It was a great school and graduated there with my bachelor's and came back home and went to work at Union Hospital and spent about 9 or 10 years at Union. And during that time, went back to school at ISU and got my master's in nursing. And, went then to Hospice of the Wabash Valley and spent a couple of years there and then had an opportunity to come back to Sullivan to apply for the chief nursing officer job and got that job and came back home to work in 1997. And so I did the chief nursing job for about 10 years and had some turnover at the CEO level. And every time we had turnover, the CFO and I were the two that got picked to kind of run the ship together for a while. And finally, somebody said, you know,
just
why don't you just try it? And I said, oh, I don't know. That's not really what I want to do. But
and
I tried it. And then I thought, well, you know,
it stuck.
It stuck. And so I've been doing it since 2007.
That's awesome. I love the history, the rich history of everything you've done. You are an ideal candidate for Women Mean Business because such a diverse background as far as the different things that you've done and in the journey that brought you here.
Not necessarily where I thought I would end up for sure.
And I think that's sometimes the path. It does. We don't know the ending or where we're going to be or where we're supposed to be. But it's always interesting to look back and see what got you there.
Right.
And,
yes, it sure is.
I love that. Now, as you think and as you just told us about your journey to this, would there be anything that you would have changed?
Oh, gosh, no, I don't think so, because I think every experience has built on the other. And I think certainly having some clinical background has been very, very useful in every role that I've taken. And I think the CEO is no exception to that. I think there's a lot of value in understanding how things work at the bedside.
And you know what? The rich history of everything that you've done, that can only just, it's value to what you do every day, I can only assume.
Yeah, it sure is. It is.
Why don't you tell folks a little bit about Sullivan County Community Hospital?
Oh, gosh, I'm so proud of our hospital. We started off, we've been in the community for about 125 years.
What a rich history.
Very long history in our community. And when I came in 1997, there were already plans to build a replacement facility. And we'd already purchased land. And so one of the great things in my career has been able to actually move a hospital. And that doesn't happen very often.
No, and that sounds not easy.
It was not. It was not. There was a lot of planning that went involved, that was involved in that, but it was a great opportunity. And so in 1999, we moved to the facility that we're at now, which sits on US 41. And so we started off with just the hospital proper and then began to add services, added an MRI almost right out of the gate, added cardiac rehab, added a fitness center. And really from there, it's just been this journey to bring whatever services we felt like that we needed to our community. And that continues today. And just this year, we've opened up a 30,000 square foot medical office building called the Health Annex to house some of the specialties and primary care that we've recruited. And I think the things that has changed probably the most are the things that we call social determinants of health and people's inability to secure food, housing, utilities, transportation, that sort of thing. And so it's really changed, I think, the way that we look at what we ought to be doing for our community, because even to travel to Terre Haute and ask people to do that is truly a hardship.
It can be.
Yeah.
That's just to hear that. To hear that's a focus is great. To hear everything that you've done since being a part of the Sullivan County Community Hospital. I mean, moving a hospital, I don't think I've ever heard or have met anybody that's been a part of that process. And I mean, that just sounds, wow, out of the gate. You know, that's a tough thing. But I can see all the how far this hospital has come in over 100 years for a community. That is something that everyone that's been a part of this should be very proud of.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. And I think, you know, going back 125 years, I mean, who would have known what that campus would look like today? Yeah. And, you know, we're a critical access hospital, which means we only have 25 beds, but we still do OB. We do surgical services. We do ortho. We do podiatry. We do a wide variety of things that I think people are surprised that we do. And I think when people come to our campus, they're also surprised that you're a critical access hospital in the middle of a cornfield. We didn't really expect this.
It's impressive. And I will say, you know, working here in the area for a few years, I've heard only good things.
Well, that's
about
great.
That hospital, you know.
That's great. We've worked hard to make sure that's true.
Now, I'm glad that we got to talk about the hospital, learn a little bit about your background. But the meaning of this is for maybe a young woman to be inspired, maybe to learn a little something, and maybe be attracted to a field that one of these wonderful guests like yourself that we're talking with. What would you tell a 16 to 18 year old woman that's maybe getting ready to go to college, not really sure what they want to do, but maybe is interested in some of the things you spoke of and that you've done? What piece of advice would you give them before starting out?
Well, I think that nursing is a wonderful career because it doesn't mean that you have to be just at the bedside. There are literally probably 1,000 things that you could do with that degree. And so I think that if you're interested in getting into something that you could secure a nice job right out of the gate, because so many times when kids graduate from college, number one, that we don't know what we want to be when we grow up, right?
That's right.
And then, you know, once you get in, you have so many opportunities. And then when you get out, the job market isn't exactly what you thought it would be.
Right.
We know that from our children.
I was getting ready to say that sounds like our kids, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think in nursing, you can be guaranteed a job. And if you don't like working at the bedside, that's okay, because there's probably some other opportunity for you out there. And what I always tell my daughter is, you know, whatever you do, make sure that you can support yourself, because I firmly believe in being independent and having an ability to care for myself and an ability to take care of my home and my children and everything else that I need to. If I didn't have anybody else in my life, could I do that myself? And I think that that's a really important message. You need to be able to take care of yourself.
I agree with that
100%. And whatever path you choose, you're going to be doing it for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it has to be a passion.
The passion is the word that has to be in there. Boy, very good. Wonderful advice. Wonderful advice. I love your journey. I love how you got here. And you would be so surprised. And gosh, I think I've talked to 18 or 19 wonderful women here in the Wabash Valley. Some leading ladies that inspire, just like yourself. And I'm not a math major, but I'm thinking maybe 30 to 35% of the women I've talked to have had a nursing background. Or at least a piece of that to whatever that has enhanced whatever they've done.
Well, that's
really cool. And I think
that's
right along
with
what you were talking about. So that is really, really neat. Well, Michelle Franklin, CEO of Sullivan County Community Hospital, congratulations on all the great things you've done and that you continue to do. And we appreciate you being a part of this Women Mean Business.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.